This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning.
Morning, Kenny.
It's good to see your face. It's good to smell your musk. It's just good to be around you today, you know, is what I'm trying to say.
Just to have the dynamic duo back again, you know, for a full week.
That's a way to put things there over there, huh? Yeah. Go ahead and tell everybody what you heard yesterday, because, well, you got me worked into a shoot at about 5:35.
Yeah, I was listening to John Barry, who calls the games on a certain competitor's radio station for basketball. We're talking about the Western Conference Finals last night. Portland Trailblazers had a 17-point lead. Draymond Green has a triple-double. Steph Curry has a triple-double. They win in overtime, and they took care of them. Without DeMarcus Cousins, without Kevin Durant, without Andre Iguodala. So it's a coronation. They're going to the finals again. Everyone's just going to assume that they're going to waltz to their – is this now five champion? I can't keep up with how many championships
four.
This is. It's four. Okay.
Four in the last five.
Four in the last 5 years.
Gene Hackman and Hoosiers.
Four. And then he says at the end, while they're signing off, John Barry goes, well, it's quite a dynasty. You're not supposed to build dynasties like this in the NBA anymore. This league is too competitive. And to think that they're going to have 4 and 5 years and would have had five if Draymond Green doesn't get suspended. And that's it. And they sent it back to the studio.
You kidding me?
That was it.
You
no
kidding
debate,
me?
No discussion. It was just a flippant comment by John Barry. And we, in a lot of ways, we process this stuff in different ways.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Me and you have, at times, we've kind of hung up on fans who say, oh, that Cavs championship didn't mean all that much. It wasn't the Browns. No, we were there. It was amazing. We loved every minute of it. We're going to be thinking about it the rest of our lives, no matter what. No matter what the Indians do, no matter what the Browns do. Mm-hmm. That was the first. That was the breakthrough. It proved that it could happen for those that thought maybe it could never. It proved that the city wasn't cursed, even though there were people that thought that forever. But we took it, in almost our reaction, and you heard it through me, but two different ways. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Well, whatever. John Barry, you can... have fun thinking
kiss
what you
my
want.
Ass. With that's what you were thinking. Well, that's what you were thinking.
I was thinking, you know, have fun with your revisionist history, but no, that's okay. I remember going to the parade and don't care, just like I don't care when Miami people say that it was not pass interference in the end zone against the Buckeyes and that was a championship with an asterisk. Whatever. No, I loved it. Went to the celebration. I went to like seven games that year.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you can do that because I can't. I get by. See, I couldn't believe it. Like, my buddy, our buddy, Hayden Grove, puts out the same thought I did last weekend. Hey, you know, every win that the Warriors have just makes the Cavs look better in 2016. I go, that's what I've been trying to say. And I said, hey, if the Blazers were to win the series, which obviously they didn't, the Blazers were to win the series and to win the championship, people are going to say it's bigger than your win in 2016, even though they don't have Kevin Durant now. Maybe there's an asterisk there. Who knows? But now I look at it and I think, and I couldn't believe that people would say, well, yeah, I don't want them to win because I just hate the Warriors and the Warriors suck. And I don't like the Warriors either, obviously. But I want what's best for that legacy. And then I think, no, it's statements like that why people still hate the Warriors. Or like right there, like right at the end of the broadcast. Hey, yeah, if Draymond Green wouldn't have been suspended, it's probably 5 for 5. All right, bye-bye. Like that.
Yeah, like one of the most amazing championships in NBA history didn't occur.
Yeah.
Like, we're just forgetting about
it. That makes me very angry. So when I have that type of reaction, I go, oh, yeah, that's why. Because it's not necessarily the Warriors themselves, even though a little bit of it obviously is the Warriors themselves. It's the commentary that comes with it. Because you can sit there and continue to tell me until you're blue in the face for the rest of eternity that, well, if Draymond Green wouldn't have been suspended, and I still look at you and go, you had a game 6 and a game 7. Like, don't turn it
and
into
actually,
Bill Buckner.
And actually, Draymond played amazing in Game 7.
Yes. Don't turn this into, like, the Bill Buckner thing. There was a Game 7. Moise Salou with, who's the guy in the Steve Bartman. There was a Game 7. There was another game. I know these things get blamed. There were two other games.
No, the series ended.
You won 73. You won 73, and how many did you win in the postseason? You needed to win one more game. You had won 73 in the regular season. Maybe it wasn't the Pelicans. I don't know. But yeah, you needed to win one more game. And I'll never hear that ever. I will never listen to it. I'll never listen to that argument.
So we're both in contempt. We think it's contemptible. Like, we both are sitting here going, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
I just can dismiss it. And I know others can't because they're like, he's national media. He's John Barry. He's an NBA guy. What happens in a lot of these cases is, first of all, I know he remembers the block. I know he remembers the shot. But when we try to explain sports and we try to, like, there's certain people in the world who are like, sports are, in general, just totally random. What happens in sports are really the most random of random. We've talked about this. How many championships, some of LeBron's championships that could have gone either way. Like the Ray Allen three-pointer, obviously what happened against the Golden State Warriors. You know, LeBron could be sitting there with one title, or he could be sitting there with five very easily.
Yeah.
And yet, that's the randomness of sports that we love so much. There are other people who their work's efforts are to try to explain why things went the way they did. So it's very easy for people to say, well, the Warriors are the most recent dynasty, and really it's just 5 for 5. I mean, that's pretty much what it would have been had that not happened. I mean, that's what people do instead of just like enjoying the great moments that have been there and saying, you know what, Golden State's amazing. You could put them right up there with the Bulls. We can make an argument that maybe they're even better than the Bulls because they've done it in consecutive years like they have, and they fell short in one of those years. Not the end of the world.
Oh, you can't put them up there with the Bulls because the Bulls didn't do what they did.
Bulls
didn't have that falter. I know that Utah got close. And technically, did Phoenix push them a little bit? They won in six,
no,
right?
The Bulls were challenged more in the Eastern Conference than they were the NBA Finals.
That's true. That's a good point. So, really, I can't even make that argument. Part of me would like to say the Bulls, but that's me being nasty right now. My head's not clear because I'm angry. But if I look back at that, I'm sorry. I have that type of, you can process it, at least you say you can. You can process it and move on and be okay and know the truth behind it. Me, I just get upset because the same people who make the arguments with you, when we get this stuff about, well, it's how much is Draymond Green? Is he a top 50 player? They make the argument he's not even a top 50 player. Draymond's not top 50.
Well, he's definitely top 50.
Okay, but you read arguments over the weekend.
Oh, people.
I said he's not a top 50 player. However, he's the missing link for why they didn't win a championship because they couldn't win game 6 and game 7. Now, I agree with you. I think he's certainly better than just top 50. But that was the missing link for it. See, I can't get the base of that argument.
How about it was just a great NBA Finals. It was one of the most memorable, one of the greatest of all time. Could have gone either way. And it went to the Cavs. They went and earned it. This is why, by the way, Ken, whenever a Cavs fan, someone in Cleveland wants to joke with the Warriors, hey, you guys blew a 3-1 lead. No, you didn't blow a 3-1 lead, a 3-1 lead. We took it from you. Cavs took it from you. Not you guys blew it. That's why I always hated that. I hated it from day one. Everyone's like, Anthony, don't worry. Who cares? Not a big deal. No, we seized it.
You don't like those
we
narratives.
Took it from you. You did not blow it. We won it. I hate that. Do you think the Denver Broncos fans are like, ugh, Browns blew it with the fumble? No, we beat them. We beat you guys. We beat you three times. You didn't blow it. We beat you. I never understood that. That's why I hate that. Don't walk around making it sound like it was up to them and it was only up to them and they're the arbiters of your success. No, you captured it. You captured the moment of glory. LeBron James with that block. Kyrie with the three.
Wouldn't it make you feel better as a fan to say that it was taken from you? Because for a moment I go, I don't want to admit, because I go, would it make me feel better? No, I wouldn't want to admit that, oh my God, we were going to the Super Bowl and we blew it. Oh my God, we had 98 yards to stop him and we didn't do it, we blew it. I would rather say, John Elway was that good at the time, the Broncos were that good at the time.
Well, that's what I say now.
They were able to do it.
That is what I say now.
Wouldn't I want to say that LeBron James is the greatest player on earth and he was able to take a team and throw it on its back with Kyrie and
he
and
took
obviously
one from
Kevin
you.
At the end.
He took one from
yes,
you.
He took one from
he's an immortal basketball player.
Yeah, you made me feel better there. Yeah, I would rather say that.
I never got that. That was all internet stuff. That's all young fans.
Good point.
But what
good,
older fan
point,
would ever
Anthony.
Say the other team stole it from us? Like, no.
All right, Andrew. Yes, finally. So glad to hear someone else say that there were two games. There were the two other games that the Warriors could have put the Cavs away. That shouldn't be. I'm not going after Andrew there. That shouldn't be news. That shouldn't be something new. Like, Andrew shouldn't be relieved to hear that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You won 73 games during the season that year. 73. It was a new record. You had two more games after game five. It's not my fault, Steph Curry. It's not Cavs fans' fault, Steph Curry threw his mouthpiece. It's not their fault that they let the refs get in their head. They let the refs got in their head and they lost their composure.
They totally did. You had rattled a team that hadn't been rattled, or a team that had actually weathered the storm against Oklahoma City, because that was one where they were down 3-1. But Ben and Green says, but doesn't it suck that we're still here looking for parallels 3 years later to validate a championship?
It's been validated.
I don't need to.
We won the championship. The problem is we're not looking for validation. We don't want people who are invalidating the title. Don't invalidate the title. It's a valid title. What Lima says is true. They took it away from him. It was a 3-1 series lead. They took it away. That's valid. Don't invalidate the title. Again, going back to, there was a game 6 and a game 7. And a game 7 was in your building.
And you
were up by 6 at halftime.
Right. And
6 or 7. You're up by 7 at halftime.
You took it from him. I mean, it's not something, but I don't need to defend it, and I don't think Cavs fans have to defend it. And so when you hear that from somebody like John Barry, go, okay, he's misinformed, or he's allowed to have that opinion. It's a stupid opinion, but go ahead and have that opinion.
I don't think he's misinformed. I just think it's the wrong opinion. John Barry obviously knows a hell of a lot about basketball, so I can't accuse him of being misinformed. But I can accuse him of just being flatly wrong in the opinion. And looking through the prism of sports history, you cannot tell me these are the end-all, be-all statistics or the end-all, be-all moments when there were other games involved. It's a series. It is a series. If it happens at a Super Bowl, that's one thing. If it happens at the end of that, we can argue that, because I like to do it with the NFC Championship game just recently about the refs and everything. But in a series, again, Buckner had Game 7. Where Boston still had Game 7.
Still had Game 7.
The Cubs still had Game 7 with Steve Bartman. The Team USA still had to win against what? Poland after they beat the Russians in 1980? Finland?
No one remembers that.
And you still had Game 6 and Game 7 against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you didn't win either one of them. And the last one was at home in your building with all your fans. So I'm just not going to listen to that. It's nonsensical to me. Trying to be the best historian we possibly can be.
Yeah, I don't think we should be consumed with, you know, that thought of, well, does it not count as much? Is it not real? Did the other team blow it? No, it's a championship. Every year, there's one award in the NBA, just like in the NFL, and one in MLB, and they all count. Guess what? The Marlins championships count, too. They all count, all of them. When you win, you get to crow about it, and we're going to be crowing about that one forever.
Let me get to Eric in Youngstown real quick. Hello, Eric.
Good morning, Ken Anthony. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, before I get to my point, Kenny, congratulations on the birth of your kid.
Get over it. That was like
a
week ago. Come on.
Oh, my bad.
I knew that's how they were going to be.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, thank you.
You got anything to talk about for sports, Eric?
Hello.
My bad.
Talk sports.
My bad. Hey, listen, Anthony, your whole point about whether or not we should talk about the Cavs winning it or taking it away from the Warriors or them blowing a 3-1 lead, I don't think it matters. I mean, we won it. Who cares? Why do we got to argue about, whether or not they blew a 3-1 lead or whether or not we actually won it? The point is, we won it. That's all that matters. I don't think it's worth arguing about whether or not of the actual terminology.
Well, you're right. No, Eric, you are right. I guess I just never understood looking at it from the perspective of the Warriors. I like to look at it from the perspective of the team that I root for, which is we did something incredible, and we seized a championship, and we took it from a team that this is going to be their only blemish during their 5-year run, perhaps.
There you go.
That's all.
Sure. I get that point, but I also just look at it as, who cares? All that matters is that banner is hanging in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse now.
Famed Fieldhouse of Rocket Mortgage.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who cares? We won the championship, and I do agree with what you guys are talking about, like with Hayden Grove and all that about, hey, the more the Warriors win, I think that makes us look better. In fact, I think it somehow, in some ways, not diminishes it completely, but in some ways you got to look at the Warriors as, yeah, they're a great dynasty, but, hey, Cavs still got one on.
Yeah, we did.
That's what matters.
Thank you very much, Eric. Eric in Youngstown. It was amazing that it changes that. Kevin Durant gets hurt, and then that changes it a little bit. And I felt like, I was like, oh, okay, it's free now. You can do whatever. Because now they're back to their original three, which then still kind of gets you and goes, You probably didn't even need Kevin Durant, did you?
Oh,
you
course,
still went out and got him.
Of course. It would have made the NBA more interesting,
definitely,
I think.
Definitely a look back and not realistic. Like, yeah, you could get Kevin Durant, so they got Kevin Durant.
Well, the thing is, I think almost everybody assumes now Kevin Durant is out the door at the end of the year. It's such a weird thing that's going on where they're winning, and he's not there. He's not on the court, and he's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. And he's trading barbs with people. Yeah. And so the NBA seems like it could be wide open again next year.
How could he go to – he's the only guy who could go to the Bay Area and want to go to New York, of all places, to be happier. It's amazing. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, Gerald McCoy. He's a free agent. It's About Last Night, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.